Today, we're in Bergovecchia. We're here in the Museum of Memory. And we're also in Palazzo Pancrazzi, and we're also just outside. What are we doing here? We're here with Martin Galloway, who's just set up this year's Chair Art 2013. Martin is with us. We've spoken to him in the past, but we're going to ask him again. What is the main concept behind Chair Art?
The main concept really is about community participation. This is community arts, and chair art is open to all those who wish to participate. So it's not a selective exhibition of artworks. It's absolutely open to children, adults, grandparents, groups of people. And there are no restrictions to entry.
Interestingly enough, somebody just walked into Palazzo Pancrazzi, where there are about 40 or 50 chairs, and the first thing they said to me was, is there a prize for the best one, which perfectly summed up a certain way of thinking in Italy and in Europe and in the world, probably as a whole, on this thing of anything you must do, you must have a prize, you must have competition.
Yes, well, that is a principle of chair art, that participation is what it's about. It's not about winning prizes and finding out who is the best and who has not succeeded and making speeches and presentations to the winners. It's about participation. And the very pleasing thing to us is that after 4 years, there is no shortage of participation, even though there are no prizes and there are no winners.
But you say no shortage. If I remember rightly, the first year, which was 4 years ago, there were 20 artists involved?
Yes, we started off with 20 artists, and each year we tried to limit it to 20, but it's now become rather impossible to limit the numbers participating. And this year, we opened up the floodgates, and in Barga today we have 118 chairs on view.
Incredible. So just on the logistic problems of moving 118 chairs around, especially on weather like today, where it's not that particularly sunny, it's a bit damp. What problems do you have with moving those things around? For instance, where are they all kept?
Well, we use a workshop of one of the carnival groups in Castelnuovo, who've kindly let us keep the chairs in the space when they're not needed. But transport is done by a volunteer and making use of a lorry. And to be honest, to mount the exhibition is far less demanding than putting on an exhibition of paintings, which requires walls, hanging space, lots of time for measuring out. Because the exhibition is fundamentally chairs, then the chairs are very readily placed in an exhibition because they're absolutely ready for display. And although at the moment they're in three interior spaces because it's raining, whenever the sun shines, they can be readily moved out from the internal spaces out into the sunshine.
See, all you need is a volunteer to take them out and put them back in if it looks as though it's going to rain, but that's a different subject.
That's true. It's not an onerous job. It's a very pleasurable job, especially when the exhibition is appreciated by so many people.
Mayor, let's talk about that for 1 second. Without a doubt, it is the most photographed art exhibition in Barga every year. Hundreds, probably thousands of people photograph this exhibition. And it's also one of the ones where there's more participation, where people seem to enjoy it because, for instance, you don't have to be an expert to look at these things or to have an opinion about these things. Everybody knows what a chair is.
Yes. Well, Participation is open to those who have exhibited before and have experience of working in various art fields, and it's open to those who've always had ambition to but never done before. So there are many people in this exhibition who've never exhibited anything previously in any sort of art form before.
Right, let's go back 1 second just to this term community art, because community in Italy has a different meaning.
In what sense?
Well, if you start to use the term community, most people think of drug-related communities. Community is where somebody who's got problems with drugs goes into and comes out when they're clean. That's called a community. And so when we talk about community art, people quite often think, well, so you're working with drug addicts or something. It's the word has been kind of taken over and used in a different sense. It's nice to see that you're bringing it back and bringing the word back how it should be used, where we're actually working inside the community.
Well, it's in the communities in the Garfagnana, there are many ways in which the communities adhere together, mostly in celebration, through sagras, eating, dancing, doing things together, and this is done very, very successfully in the area. But art is not historically an area of cooperation and collaboration. It's in general part of the culture of trying to be successful in a particular field. So chair art brings together people from a local area, and because each chair is labelled with the name of the artist, a photograph of the artist, then many of them are known by the people of the area, and it gives an added interest because it has the personality added to the exhibitions.
Did that concept arrive gradually, or was that a concept right at the start, these labels in two languages?
No, I suppose the whole concept has been developed in my head gradually over something like 50 years. However, the labels seem to me to be an ideal means of giving an inroad into each piece of artwork to help the viewer understand a little bit more about the person immediately and attract them into looking more deeply into the chair.
Many. So there's 118 chairs on view in Barga this week. When does the exhibition open?
Well, the exhibition is now open, as from now, and it will conclude on Saturday afternoon at 5:30. That's Saturday the 14th
of
September. Yes.
At 5:30. Precisely.
Precisely.
Okay. Final question. At 5:30 on Saturday on the 14th of September, what happens to these chairs?
All these chairs are the property of the artist. So, in theory, all the artists must come along on Saturday evening and take their chair back home with them.